Sita, come on, please. Come on, jaldi kar.
الله أكبر سبحانك الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا ذهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا الله أكبر اللهم لك الحمد خشع لك سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا الله أكبر
سجد وجهي للذي خلق وشق فتبارك الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم لك السجد وبك الأنعمت وبك السجد وبك الذي خلق وشق سمعه وبصر فتبارك الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
سجد
الله أكبر الله أكبر
سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وصفه
الله أكبر تحية. طيبات الصلاة. أيها النبي السلام علينا وعلى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى بهذا الجلال والإكرام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. The best amongst the Muslims, أهل القرآن. يحبهم ويحبونه. He will love them and they will love him. He will love them and they will love him. يحبهم ويحبونه. أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين. يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لهمة لائم. Here they're talking about Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in this ayah. يحبهم يحبهم ويحبونه. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, look, I want to share something with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, يُحِبُّونَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُمْ. What does he mean? يُحِبُّهُمْ. يُحِبُّهُمْ. He will love them. وَيُحِبُّونَ. And they will love him. He started with who here? يُحِبُّهُمْ. He will love them. He started with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will love them. ويحبونه. And they will love Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give the importance here to those people that we're going to see in the hadith, Ahlul Qur'an, the people of Qur'an, the people that they related or that sacrificed their time for the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give them, look at, they're so important because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not forever. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone. He's left behind. Money? No. Wealth? No. Quran. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved people of Quran. So now this is a lesson to us to respect people of Quran. Do you understand? Does it make sense? يُحِبُّهُمْ حَلَنْكَ فَزِيلَتْ كِسْكِيهِ هَمِي يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كِسْ كُوهِ Who's the best? Us, يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ He started, so he should start with us. We love him because his standard is no near us. He's really far from us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here wanted to teach the ummah that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left Quran behind. So the people of Quran are really, really important. Please do respect them because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love them. Do you understand now? يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ The hadith, حدثنا بكر بن خلف أبو بشر حدثنا عبد الرحمن This hadith go. The meaning of this hadith is similar to what I've just explained now. حدثنا عبد الرحمن بن بديل عن أبيه عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله أهلين من الناس قالوا يا رسول الله من هم؟ قال هم أهل القرآن أهل الله وخاصته Anas ibn Malik reported that the Messenger of Allah said, Allah has his own people amongst mankind. They said, O Messenger of Allah, who are they? He said, they are the people of the Quran, the people of Allah, and those who are closest to him. هم أهل القرآن وخاصته إن لله أهلين الله سبحانه وتعالى If there is anyone close to Allah Azza wa Jal, is the person that who sacrifices his time with the Quran. First of all. Second of all, if you sacrifice your time for the Quran, if you sacrifice the time for your Quran, it wouldn't be accepted unless ikhlas is there. Because we've got many people, many examples that they sacrifice their life for the Quran, but unfortunately they are condemned. Unfortunately, they are condemned. There's many stories that we've heard. There's some people, buzuruks we call them, some pious people used to feed the Quran three times, once every 3 days. Ikhlas wasn't there. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen people amongst mankind. Unfortunately, our society, those people, they are underestimated. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them. We're not asking you to choose them, but we're asking you to respect them. Because in another hadith, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man adali," that's Allah's qawl, hadith Qudsi, "Man adali waliyan faqad adantuhu bil harb." Any of my people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them my people, if you were to declare animosity with them, it's like you're declaring war to me. Don't touch people of Quran. Respect people of Quran. We're not talking about Hafid Sab. We're not talking about Mulana Sab. We're talking about people who are related to the Quran. People who love the Quran, Kalamullah. This is the, we're talking about those people. And those people, see ما هم في وجوههم. You can see it in their face. How? You can see it in their face. And mashallah, this person is really related to the Quran. I was studying in Morocco. And we're talking about a person. I know him, the person that we know in common. Because I don't know about this person, but mashallah, his relation with the Quran is on another level. He said that to me. I don't know about his private life, but the only one thing that I'm sure, his relation with the Quran. So those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you. This person is a man of Quran. First of all. Second of all, do advise your kids to respect the Quran, to respect people of Quran, and to love the Quran with hikmah, a lot of wisdom. Then you'll see. Because as much as we're going, generation after generation, Quran is going really weak in our generation. Look at people before me, their Quran. Look at our people, our time, after our time. Their learning, their memorization goes weaker and weaker. Why? Because the respect is not there and the education is not there. Two things are missing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and the love of Quran. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ça va mieux, jeune homme?
Vas-y, on se voit demain sur la route. Vas-y, t'as besoin de quoi que ce soit, n'hésite pas.